I heard these words that were to be declared tonight. My bride, my priest, my church. Have I not told you that I am with you? I was here at the beginning and will be there for your homecoming. These days have been hard. Overcoming is not easy. But what can be accomplished without a fight? The plan has been laid out before you, even before you were born. You may have made some wrong turns along the way, but there have been many right turns as well. The goal is the same. My glory is to be manifested in you. I repeat, my glory is to be manifested in you. It is destined to shine and radiate from you. When your focus deviates from my face, that's when the doubts and fears come in. You cannot fall if you focus on me. Always, not to deviate from the truth. The truth is in my word. Stick to my word, and no fear can enter. You know there is joy in my presence. Don't rely on the outward appearance or circumstances. Look beyond the outward and into the interior. That's where you will find me, in the midst of your circumstances. That's why your full focus on me is so important. How can you find me if you don't seek me? Make it your priority. Many of my church have gone their own way, are doing their own thing. I long for the unity to be restored in my bride. The bridegroom longs grieves for his bride to be in full unity of relationship. When there is a break in our relationship, the heart becomes hardened. And I am lonely for our fellowship. I am the Lord. I have not changed. I desire you to love me with all your heart and all your soul. I stress, I desire you to love me with all your heart and with all your soul. Anything and everything that is going on in your lives right now has a purpose. To mature you, and ultimately for you to glorify me and acknowledge me as I dwell in your midst. It is very simple. Again, it really is very simple. It is you who complicate with all that's going on around you. Focus, focus, focus on me. Renew our covenant and fall in love again. I have continued to love you. And I was reminded of a song. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. He gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. This was given to the church on March 20th, 2021. And the Lord pressed in that we need to be aware that he has not changed his mind about who we are and what we're to accomplish. So I asked him today what he wanted. And he said, get a clue about the battle that is ongoing. I found within the past several days that I have very limited abilities to listen to the news, because I can feel the anger. I can feel the bitterness. I can feel the emotions going in the wrong direction. Instantly, there is about 1,000 thoughts that come in as to what to do and how to do it. And obviously, that is not my job. So I said, Lord, what's the focus? He said, until you wake up and find that your struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. That's Ephesians 6:12. There, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. Well, I've got news for you. That belt didn't want to go on the other morning, because the lies that were being perpetrated, the witnessing of the torment that's going on, probably in many other places, but the focus obviously is Afghanistan. The way that human beings are treating each other. There was no truth there. And therefore, even if I tried to buckle that belt on, it didn't want to go on. And I really cried out, Lord, you know, what's the issue? He said, what are you listening to? Is there a button on your remote? I said, yes. Gently, I heard, use it. What you fill your mind with, what you listen to, will affect the way your day goes. So I shut it off. Put the belt on and tied it nice and tight. And then, of course, the breastplate of righteousness in place, declaring that I am righteous by faith in the works that Jesus did on that tree for me. That's the bottom line. Not how well I am or how good I am or how holy I am compared to these idiots. Why are you laughing and giggling? Are you relating a little?
Because you see, they're not idiots. There's a plan unfolding. They've got an agenda. And they're not telling you the agenda. They're telling you the fruits that they want you to feed on. And while you're feeding on that fruit, which is sour, it's unhealthy, and it's going to produce exactly what they know it will produce, because they're under the anointing of those demons. Against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. They are not failing their God. It's a small g, but it's still their God. They're not failing their plan. When you've got people that were in our jail, released by people who didn't have much wisdom, and now they're dictating to us what and where and where, how and all the details, you know, your mind boggles. And you know, don't ever say or think that the enemy's not wise, because he's got wisdom, much more than you and me sometimes, because he'll trap you and he'll trap my thoughts into thinking something that I should never go to, especially when I get angry and I lose the anointing. While I'm under that anger, what good am I to the Holy Ghost? Anger shuts out the anointing. While I'm angry at myself because I reacted, he's already got a good trick in me. Amen. Thank you. I'm glad you guys are awake. Okay? So the breastplate of righteousness is in place, and with my feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Well, it's not a gospel of peace that's coming on your news network or your radio or your newspaper. That's another little corner. I looked at the newspaper several days ago and I got so upset. The heading is "The Republican." There's not one Republican that they claim that is decent. See, the tag doesn't mean a thing. At one time, it did mean something. But right now, everything is perverted. And they're all working with many of them with the wrong agenda. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith. Okay. It's a shield. And I could probably have my sister give you quite a download, because she's been studying this for quite a while. With which you can extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one. Flaming arrows. Yeah. Anything to put you off course. Anything to get you to worry and doubt and fear. And all of the above will enter in as you're simply having your coffee, listening to whatever channel, because most of them have got the same message. Okay? Last night, there was a strong press to listen to one of the networks, which I never listen to. I try to stay away. But I said, okay, because I heard, listen, and read between the lines. The sales pitch, because you got to remember, I was a salesman for 20 years, so I know what a sales pitch is, okay? The sales pitch was of the finest quality. And then I heard comments from the gallery. The comments brought division. Not important what division, but it was bringing its fruit. And I said, Lord, I really don't like what you're doing right now. He said, are you waking up? Are you discerning the spirits that are operating? Or are you losing your peace? Well, it was close. I could feel the wave. So I said to the Lord afterwards, I was relieved when it was finally done. Even the commercial was a break. And that's really a miracle for me. You're giggling. It must be related. So I said to the Lord, Lord, what are you trying to show me? He said, wait, I'll show you. So something happened. Within the next 12 hours, and it brought all kinds of division and even a percentage of anger. And when I saw the anger start forming in the person that I was talking to, I also saw the defense mechanism that started to creep up. Well, there's Leviathan. The king of pride is going to be, declare the truth, and it'll shut this thing down. Not a wise decision. I did put duct tape on, okay? But it didn't stay on very long, okay? So I put it on, ripped it back off, put it back on, asked the Holy Ghost to just give me wisdom to get out of the room and get some relief. How do you do that? Enter the realm. So I started to pray in the spirit and ask for help. I said, Lord, that spirit of self-control has got to come into this situation right now because I don't like what's going on. It's bringing division. He said, well, didn't I give you all authority? Yes, you did. About time you use it. You're waiting for another opportunity, or are you going to use it now? So I declared that I would not fall for the lies or defend myself or my position because it would not be received no matter what I said or the way that I said it. Because the rulers and the authorities against me were already at work. So I had a choice. Stay focused on the Lord. Keep away from the war games. Because what good is that going to produce? I mean, it's just going to bring one more level of destruction. And I don't need it. And nobody else needs it. And I don't need a part. I don't need to be a part of it. Okay? So, the shield of faith showed up, with which I can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one, using somebody that I love and their mouth. And there was more than one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So I began to declare, I am righteous by faith. I don't need to agree with this. And I will not agree with it because your plan is greater than mine. And if I just simply trust that you will turn this thing around, whatever way you know is best, because I'm not that smart. I'd like to readjust people, you know, just like you put a bridle on a horse. Okay. You can just make sure they're going to go where they're supposed to go. But people are not horses. So therefore, that's not a good choice. But you can put a bridle on your own mouth and not let it get the best of you. So I waited. and found that within the next 20 minutes or so, things began to change because I got quiet. I stayed quiet to the best of my ability, even though there was a cycle of thought patterns trying. So I pulled down every thought, 2 Corinthians 10, and made it obedient to the best of my ability. Stayed focused on the Lord. And I prayed in the Spirit. Verse 18. I prayed in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. So who was my main focus on? To pray for the one that is deceived. Now, you say, well, the one that's deceived could be you. That's true. There's been many times that I was deceived. So I said to the Lord, okay, what do I do now? He said, intercede for both. In the Spirit, I will be the Spirit of peace that will flood both. Because that's my plan. And that's my covenant with you. Oh, what a relief it is. Okay? It's not an Alka-Seltzer that's going to do it. Those of you who are old enough, remember that, right? So Holy Spirit stepped into the situation. Healing arrived. Peace was restored. And to be honest, the other person had no clue that a change had taken place. It wasn't for them to be changed. It was for me. God is working on who? Me. And he's trying to get me to obey him so that I will not be deceived. I don't like being deceived. But how much deception is in any of us that we still don't know or perceive? But the Holy Spirit will continue to download what we need if we stay focused on him. So if you will just lift one hand to the Lord, say, Holy Spirit, I want to be strong. In the Lord, and in the power of his might. His might is what I need. Because mine is a little poor. And needy. But your might. And your gift of the Spirit of life. Is available to me whenever I need it. That includes the spirit of self-control. Who works with the spirit of might. And the full armor will definitely do its work. So I'm not going to live in deception. Because of his grace. His favor. And his love for me. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.